At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So if someone says, well, I'm good, I'm making $5 million a year. Only if you don't have the potential to make 10.
Right.
Like if you stretch yourself to give it everything you have and you know that, look, I'm tapping into everything I have to make this $1 million, to make this six figures. Yeah. I agree. Let's celebrate you. It's well-deserved. But if you have the potential to do more, to change more lives, to give more, to be more, why not?
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. Guess what? We're not in our regular place right now. We are on location, coming to you for the whole month. The next four episodes, we're going to be somewhere different. You don't know where we'll pop up. But today, we're in front of our cabana in sunny
Scottsdale,
hot Arizona.
That's right. It is hot in Arizona, but it's a different heat from what we're used to, right? We're from the DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia area, and it's humidity there. Here, it's like desert hot. But still hot, still over 100 degrees.
I know, we came early, so we're going to get up early. We're going to go outside around 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock and record. It's okay.
Oh, it is okay. And, you know, it's so cool because, again, you know, often we're asked, are you here on business or pleasure? Like whenever we travel, mm-hmm. business or pleasure? And we're like, both. And that's the beauty behind finding something you love to do, something you're passionate about doing. You know, Tracy often says, I don't think you're ever going to retire. Because what do you say about retirement?
You love what you do, babe. You can't retire from what you do.
Yeah.
You bring joy, you bring light, and you bring access to, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think the most important thing to remember is when you retire, it means that you are stepping back from something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, how do I step back from adding value? How do I step back? I just, you know, from providing equal access is what I do for a career. And, you know, it's hard for me to, but because we already travel, because we see the world, because we're able to spend the time with our kids, because we're able to make decisions and choices on our time, not on someone else being able to decide that for us. I say all that to say to you guys is that I hope this Self-Talk Experience podcast allows you to say better things to yourself about whatever your situation is about how you see it. And how you see it sometimes determines how you say it. And how you say it determines what you attract. Remember, this is a self-talk experience. And so the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract for ourselves.
Right. Because for me, everyone's like, oh, my gosh, you're traveling more with Darnell because you guys are empty nesters. So are you going to start presenting now with him? And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to present myself at the dinner reservation later. Sure.
Table for two. That's what she's going to get. So, look, if you're listening to this, I know many of you all. In fact, most people listen to this.
Yes.
And so you're not watching. So you're missing out on the cabana and the heat. Which you can visibly see is nice and beautiful and sunny out here. But don't worry, continue to listen, whatever's best for you. But just so you know, the next few episodes, we are going to be at several different places.
Yeah,
where are we headed next?
Well, babe, we're going to be going to Texas. We're going to Houston. We're going to San Antonio. We're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And then we're going to be in Spain.
Yeah.
We're going to be in Morocco. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And we never know where we're going to do it from at those locations. Like today, there's a little music in the background. I'm not sure if you can hear it because this mic is a really good mic. But so it may be actually masking the sounds outside of just you and I. But if there's some distractions, we'll do our best to make adjustments. I remember we took a trip to Jamaica before we get into today's topic, and we were doing a video just like this. And I didn't know that it was clothing optional.
I knew it was clothing optional. I booked it.
Did you know for real?
I booked it.
Okay. What do you know?
Yeah, sure.
So we're doing a video like this, and somebody walks by naked, and another person. And then one person decides to stay there. I think maybe they felt like, hey, I'm on camera, bent over and everything, guys. It was so hopefully we won't have any of those distractions. If so, maybe our viewership will go up. Maybe
keep it spicy.
We go viral. All right, guys, it's a self-talk experience. So, of course, you talk about saying healthy things to ourselves, mm-hmm. because sometimes we say some unhealthy things to ourselves. And hopefully for those who have been really tuning in to all the episodes here, you're starting to even catch yourself when you're saying the unhealthy things to yourself. Mm-hmm. I know we do all the time. We're like, man, that probably wasn't the best way to say that. Let me reframe that. Let me reshape that and say that differently. So,
and we do it in a kind way, in a loving way, right? So if I say something, he doesn't say, why'd you say that? He's like, babe, how can you say that differently? Let's think about that. And I'm like, okay, you're right. Yeah. So it all depends on your approach.
Yeah.
Dude, if your approach is sweet, and people know that you mean it from the kindness of your heart, and you want to make them better, then it's great, right?
Yeah. And I'm looking at you and your talk good to yourself shirt. And I know you get a lot of, it's a conversation starter. Even here at the pool, it was a conversation starter for you. And then my shirt, a guy in the elevator, he was like, man, I'm writing a book on, he may be actually watching this. If so, what's up, Scott? He's like, I'm writing a book on self-talk. And so new drop coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Gear. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. So stay tuned. All right. So let's talk about today's episode.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we were talking yesterday about how we speak about ourselves and our situation. Mm-hmm. And we always, a lot of times, say, hey, I'm going through it right now. I'm in a dark space.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we have to reframe that. I was thinking, you know, let's not say we're in a dark place. Maybe let's rephrase it and say we're in a dim place.
Yeah.
Because there's always some light. If you are on a track and you know where you want to go and you have put in your mind that it's going to happen,
yeah.
We do go through times where it's tough and it's hard. So I don't want to discount that at all. But let's not say we're in a dark place. Let's say the light is really dim. I mean, it could be a nightlight,
yeah.
right? It could be really dim. But I feel like we're always in a little bit of light. Heading to a brighter
That's
light.
So good.
Heading to a brighter light, right?
Yeah.
So I don't like that anymore. I just can see the light at the end of the tunnel. No, there's light in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't really focus on how bright it is because we're in that spot.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know?
That's why associations are so important, because we were with a friend of ours yesterday, HB, and I said something about the light at the end of the tunnel, and he said exactly what you said. He's like, hey, you know, but doesn't have to be dark while you're in the tunnel. And I thought about it, and I didn't think about what you just said, like even a nightlight, because when I was smaller, much younger, and I remember having a nightlight in my room, and it helped me to feel more comfortable, even just a glimmer of light, you know what I mean? Like I could work my way to the bathroom, not trip over anything,
right.
And you just felt better if you were afraid of the dark. And so what if we looked at the tunnel, the pathway, the journey mm-hmm. towards a brighter light as still lit? And I think one of the ways that we've helped to do that for ourselves is by making sure that we say what we're grateful for. And we've talked about this in a previous episode.
Oh, yeah.
But I do think it's important, because I remember thinking, man, I can't believe I'm in this place where I don't have money to put gas in my gas tank. But then when I started the gratitude journal, I started saying things like, I'm just thankful that I had enough, even fumes, to make it to the appointment where I could make the sale, where I could do the presentation to perhaps make the money to then have gas money to put in the tank. You know what I mean? To put gas in the tank. But what if, because that's a light, right? That's a glimmer, even though it may not have been a bright light because I couldn't fill my tank up, couldn't get it even halfway full, but there was some light there because I woke up with the energy, with the wherewithal, with the ability to think, to get to an appointment where I could generate more money, to do the activity, right? So some of you the same way, to take the class, to go to practice, to read the book, you have the ability to do that. Not everybody does. And so that is some light.
It's some light. Yeah. And also, babe, let's say We do get in our moments where we can't even see the dim light. Mm. We do get in those moments, but that's when it's important of who we're around and who we surround ourselves with, who we talk to, who we listen to. Because even if you're in that space, maybe who you come home to can say, I know it was rough, come here. And that hug or that smile gets you to see, okay, there's my nightlight. My nightlight is right there, right? Yeah. So sometimes we don't have the wherewithal even to get it out of ourselves. But if we're around good people, and let's take it a step further. Let's say you don't have it in you and you don't have anybody around you. Sometimes you can get it from a stranger.
Yeah.
You're walking and somebody may just give you a smile.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Or not. Yeah. You're like, okay, you know what? I can do this. I got this. I don't know them. They don't even know what they did for me, but I have it. So you have to really sometimes dig so deep to find it because it's negativity. And then you're like, well, where's my light? This isn't working for me.
That's so true.
Server, we met yesterday.
She was
amazing. Such a light. And if I was having a bad day, she would have definitely cheered me up.
I mean, yeah, you know how some people are, they just brighten the room when they walk in. And you don't have to know them. Exactly what you say. It could be a stranger. And I remember, look, yesterday, her name is Michaela. You're watching this. Hey, Michaela. So she was so magnetic and her energy was so amazing. And I told her, this is the challenge, right? So many people are afraid to compliment people. Yes, you like the shoes. What stopped you from saying nice shoes? Mm-hmm. Yes, you love that they were so energetic and brought you so much joy. They made you smile. What stopped you from saying, wow, you are hilarious? Like, why not compliment people? Where do we get to the place where we feel like I'm a thinker, but I'm just not going to say it? And so anyway, I said it. I said, your energy is magnetic. I mean, seriously, like you are having an amazing spirit. She's like, oh my gosh, thank you. And it was such a good connection. She asked, can I sit down for a second and talk to you?
We were having a really good conversation.
At a restaurant, she started sitting down talking to Tracy.
And I really felt like she cared about what she was so interested.
I know. And Michaela,
look. So authentic.
And she's like, I think 27 years old, right? So much younger than you, sorry. But
much younger.
I'm saying not in looks, but in age that she's been on Earth. So it does. The person doesn't. All I'm saying is the person doesn't have to look like you. Doesn't have to be the same age, same demographics. She's from Seattle, Washington. We're from the Maryland area. Yes. So none of that matters. It's just the energy. And so I said, hey, listen, you have something special about you, and there's a potential in you that I really hope that you tap into. And she's like, oh my gosh, other people have told me that. I can't believe you're saying this right now. I know that I need to be doing more and I want to do more now and I'm going to do more. So again, it's just so powerful that we have the opportunity to touch lives like that so that other folks see a brighter light perhaps in that day.
Yes.
Not even like years. Like I believe we brightened her life yesterday and she certainly brightened
ours. She did. She really
yesterday.
Did. Yeah. She did. Yeah. Yep. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And also, babe, with the compliments, sometimes you're getting a compliment, so you still have to take it however you can get it. Because sometimes you'll say, oh, I love your shoes. I love those. I love the color. It looks great on you. And then somebody might say, okay, shoes. That's a compliment. When somebody says, okay, hair. That means you like my hair.
Right.
Thank you.
That's funny. And our culture, that happens often, right? They're going to say, okay, t-shirt. Right. Okay, self-talk.
Self-talk. All right. That means you like my shirt.
Yeah, it's a
way. Say you like my
shirt. Right, just say
it. And
so, but yeah, here's the reason why sometimes it's tough for people to see a brighter light, to see that it's not dark, right? Because they haven't reframed it and they haven't told themselves that, you know what, it could be worse. Mm. And this is that self-talk, right? Like you said, you woke up with an ability to do something and some people didn't.
Right.
They're losing the ability to even think or even speak what they think, or maybe they don't have the ability to speak. Mm-hmm. So I just want us to really, as part of the self-talk community, to really, and I'm not saying you've got to settle. That's not what I'm saying. Because good is never good enough when great is a possibility, mm-hmm. when you have the potential. So if someone says, well, I'm good, I'm making $5 million a year. Only if you don't have the potential to make 10.
Right.
Like if you stretch yourself to give it everything you have and you know that, look, I'm tapping into everything I have to make this $1 million, to make this six figures. Then yeah. I agree. Let's celebrate you. It's well-deserved. But if you have the potential to do more, to change more lives, to give more, to be more, why not? Why not? I think the biggest regret for people on their deathbed is, man, I wish I had more time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? More time to spend with my grandkids, more time to tell more people I love them, more time to whatever it is.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, knowing that that is the end for all of us, why not give it everything you have with every moment you have?
Right now.
Yeah. And see the light
instead
of the dark. And I know that's hard when we don't say good things to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about this as we, you know, come to a close here? It is hard. We found it hard in the relationships that we've been able to build, both personally and professionally. Yep. It is hard to find people who treat other people kind when they don't treat themselves kind.
Right.
When they don't trust anybody else, because a lot of times they don't even trust themselves.
Well, if you're a sneaky and suspicious person, then you think everybody's sneaky and suspicious. Right? Sometimes you know how you say, well, I would never do that. But if you know you would do it, then...
Yeah, it's tough. Right? It's tough. You say, you know, treat other people how you want to be treated, but some people don't like themselves. That's why it's hard for them to like
That's
other people.
You can't get
you know
that.
What I mean? Right. Like love, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And you know, we don't love yourself. It's hard to love your neighbor. You hate mm-hmm. yourself, you hate your neighbor. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's tough and we work hard because you know, we want somebody else to make us happy. Like I'm looking for this man, this woman to make me happy. I'm looking for this school to make me happy. I'm looking, but happy is an internal decision.
Right.
It is not a mutual agreement. It's something that you decide to be. It's a choice that you've made. And that's why I think that reframing how you look at dark and light is important.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's going to be hard for you to see the light in others, for you to see the light in your life if you can't identify some light that you have yourself. Like, you know what? I am a light. Mm-hmm. You know what? I do love me. And that's why it's important to, in some cases, even therapy, to release what's holding you back from the light, release what's holding you back mm-hmm. from loving yourself, release what's, you know, unfortunately anchoring you to something that you can't change. It's a fact. It's not a problem. There's no solution to a fact. The solution is to problems. And so mm-hmm. the fact is what it is. And so we just ask that as you work on your self-talk, and we're doing this too, right?
Yes.
Like just earlier today, I was like, babe, self-talk, and you're like, you're right. And you shifted it.
I shifted it. I got it.
Yeah. But we do it all the time. And that's why one, being grateful, saying what you're grateful for. And if you don't have an accountability partner to do that until it becomes a habit, we did that until it became a habit. We still do it every now and then. Mm-hmm. Hey, what were you grateful for today? Give me three things. And then I'll share my three things.
Yes.
And so until it becomes a habit, perhaps do that. Get around some good people who perhaps add light, even if it's a little flashlight, you know, on your life.
Yeah.
Or who want to remind you that you are a light.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. And then hold each other accountable
mm-hmm.
For continuing to walk this walk of good self-talk.
In a nice way.
In a nice way.
Yes.
And when that happens, guys, you will see that you'll bring more light to other people. More people will bring light to you because mm-hmm. it's something about the attraction of like-minded people.
Yes.
And you never know what difference you're making in the ripple effect. Because sometimes you make a difference, like you made a difference in Michaela's. Like Michaela could go to a roommate or to a best friend and make a difference because of the light you shared. And then that person can go share it with their child who really needed it because they were bullied that day. And so it's really a ripple effect.
And you never know how far it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So here we are in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I'm sweating now.
For
it's time to go.
That may have been TMI. Okay. So we are in Scottsdale today. So happy Thursday. Every Thursday, we are right here for seasons. So this is September. So our season ends at the end of this month. So keep checking us out, guys. I know. That's okay. We're going to give it everything we have in the next few episodes. Things that have helped us to be able to have the life we have today.
Absolutely. Like
personal and business. What are you here for? Both.
Both.
You show up in life for both. You're going to make it big and you're going to enjoy it while you're making big.
We're not leaving anything on the table, guys.
All right, guys. Remember, self-talk. The things you say to yourself about yourself eventually determines what you attract for yourself.
And Darnell Self doesn't need a flashlight or a nightlight because he has me.
Good night, light. Take care, guys. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.
If you've ever started something and said to yourself, I'm not quitting until I reach the finish line, there's a perfect podcast for you. The We Won't Quit podcast by my man, Mike Humes, mailman and millionaire, never gave up. Not only did he have success, but he's helped a ton of other people do the same thing. He's going to be interviewing people who never stopped until they finished. So check it out. We Won't Quit podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.